Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't even know where Steph's game's at right now.
It's science.
Thank you.
Wiggins talking about Steph making history. One note I saw tonight via stats by stats, Steph Curry at least 25 points while shooting at least 50% from the field. He's done that now for 8 consecutive games. That's the longest streak by any guard since Michael Jordan did it 25 years ago when Michael Jordan did it 11 games in a row. So Steph can go for 25. And look, it's minutia, but whenever you're talking about something that was done 25 years ago by MJ, it's the kind of thing that really, I think, puts in perspective the level that Steph, one of the many things that really show you the level that Steph's playing at.
Yeah, he just, you know, keeps chopping up that rarefied air, right? And anytime you get, you know, messed around with, yeah, first time since Jordan did it 25 years ago, you know, you just accomplished something awesome. And by the way, I just checked real quick. The Andromeda Galaxy is, by the way, it's 2.5 million light years away, JD, and it's actually the nearest major galaxy to the Milky Way. So there you go. Those are our neighbors in the Andromeda Galaxy, and apparently that's where Steph's game's been lately.
I was not aware of that.
Well, there you go. You're welcome.
That's pretty good. I know we can't get too far down that. The different galaxies with you. I'm going to lose you till next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We better start talking about jump shots and boxing ones.
You're going to be taking tomorrow off. You're going to be taking Saturday off. You won't be with me Monday. I'll see you like next Wednesday.
I'll pontificate. Absolutely. Didn't they say that at the end of the Thriller video? See you next Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe the youngsters might not know anything about that.
It's better than another day of the week. I'll tell you that.
Hear, hear.
Igor in Oakland is up first here. On 95.7 The Game. Hey, Igor.
Hey, I just want to say, I mean, the team, you have to give a credit to, people want to criticize Draymond Green, but everybody on this team has the makeup. Nobody's on this team is a punk. From Bazemore to Curry to Pascal, they're all in their own way. They're not afraid. I remember Draymond Green was first coming up. He wasn't afraid of LeBron James. No one on this team is afraid of the moment or the team. And I think that's a credit to Bob Myers, Steph, and Draymond. And Kerr, of course. He has a quiet confidence about him. Y'all have a great night.
Thanks,
yeah,
Igor.
Appreciate it, Igor. That's an interesting point, and I would even throw Oubre in there. As much as he can be up and down, he's not afraid. And you know, I think that's a good, Damian Lee's not afraid. Like I think that's a good point. And you know, the other thing I was just kind of jotting down as I'm, you know, my just endless supply of just random thoughts during a game like tonight to maybe bring up on Warriors wrap up.
Yep.
But I was just thinking about how, you know, this team right now, they haven't had, like, I watch the league on a night-in, night-out basis, and there's awful losses, and you know, the worst team in the league will beat the best team in the league, and it's just teams just don't show up. The Warriors have not had many of those games this year, and the ones that they where they have, they've been understandable. Like, okay, you didn't show up against a really good team on the road. Like, those are the games. Like, teams don't show up against other bad teams constantly, like nightly. You go through the scores and you'll see, how the hell did that team blow out, you know, this some team at the bottom of the standings blown out a team that's the four seed in a conference. It happens every single night. And the Warriors, you know, you can say, okay, they lost to the Knicks, or they let this game get away that was, you know, maybe they had a lead and they let it go against a team that's pretty good. But, like, I would rather see a team that brings it every night and beats the teams that they're supposed to beat. I would rather see that and see the bad games be on the road against some of the better competition in the league. Oh, by the way, the Warriors still have won some games against the better competition in the league. But to me, there's just a lot of dog efforts on a night-in, night-out basis. And I think, to Igor's point, the Warriors really haven't perpetuated that very much, and I think that mentality is a big reason why.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to that. These guys have that mentality, and I think it does start with Bob Myers building a roster and bringing in those type of guys, and you can just see it, right? There's a workmanlike effort to these guys, and look, it starts, like anything, JD, any great team, it starts at the top, right? It starts with your leaders. Clearly, Steph is the guy that everybody's going to look to when the team's struggling, and you're having a hard time getting buckets. That's where Steph comes on in, and then, you know, the other guys fall in line. Defensively, it's going to be Draymond. And look, I know I've been hard on Draymond. I gotta keep it real, though. Like, the last, you know, what, week and a half, Draymond's been playing out of his mind, and there's still some tough moments, right? We saw at the end of the San Antonio game, he can be maddening sometimes, but by and large, like, that dude, I made the statement a couple weeks ago, I didn't think Draymond was playing hard enough. He's certainly playing hard enough now. And look, man, Steph and Draymond, I know that they can, you know, be kind of polarizing in their own separate ways. You know, Draymond more for the attitude, Steph, you know, people always trying to poke holes in the resume. But the point is, you could say whatever you want, but these dudes got hardware. They've been up, you know, they've been through the ringer in the NBA, five finals, three titles. And I agree with Igor, man. Like, Draymond, it might come off as brash, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, some unfounded arrogance sometimes for a guy that can't even hit a jump shot. But, dude, he sets the tone, and it's not fake hustle. It's not wolf tickets, man. Like, it's because he's done it, and the rest of these guys fall in line. So I totally agree. They're not – they just don't lay down to anybody. I mean, sometimes you get beat because, you know, right now they don't have enough firepower. But when they play against teams that they should beat, they do beat them, and that's a testament to their focus every night, and it starts with those leaders.
Yeah, it absolutely does, and I think it starts with Steve Kerr and Bob Myers and Joe Lacob even. I mean, it's that they've set that tone. As far as the players go, it starts with Steph, and I do think Draymond is a big part of it. And I also think the relationship that Steph and Draymond share, as being so different in terms of personality type, yet so connected on the floor. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. Steve Kerr, interestingly enough, was asked post-game about the evolution of the Steph-Draymond relationship.
I think it evolved over time. I mean, you know, I arrived, I think, in Draymond's third year. Maybe it was his fourth year. So they already knew each other really well. But that first year coaching was Draymond's first year as a starter. I think that year they really cemented kind of their bond on the floor. They were already great friends off the floor, but, you know, on the court, they really made that connection that first year, and it's grown ever since. And now they just know each other so well, they could play together in their sleep. You know, they know exactly where the other one's going to be all the time.
Yeah, and that's been a big part of the Warriors' success this year. It's been, you know, just riding those two. I mean, those are the guys. That's the championship experience right there that's remaining on this team with Klay Thompson out. And I think it's pulling this team up more and more, I think, by the game, to the point where you start to believe Steve Kerr when he said, like he did after the San Antonio game on Tuesday night, that he feels like this team's close to maybe separating themselves from that 500 mark.
Yeah, and now it's just a matter of ain't nothing to it but to do it, right, JD? And yeah, they're getting close, but I think Saturday night is going to be – a terrific test. And it's unfortunate that they won't have Wiseman, you know, back for that game. Obviously, we got the report before the game today. He's going to miss some more time with the wrist. But whatever it is, and this game Saturday night, obviously, it'd be terrific if they could find a way to win this game. But I'm looking for them to show up and give the Nets a tough game. Like, to me, style points matter in this game. Don't let the Nets just run you up out of the building. Be ready for the moment. And I actually think tonight was perfect, like kind of the perfect setup, because you got the win, so all is forgiven, right? Yeah. Everything's all good, but you got that reminder too. Hey, look, sir, you know, 48 minutes, like there was stretches of this game that simply aren't going to be good enough. And then, of course, Steph Curry, you know, over there in the old Andromeda Galaxy isn't going to hurt either. So, yeah, man, it sets up for just a hell of a game Saturday, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun, obviously. And look, if you're disciplined and run your offense, I mean, there should be a lot of points to be had in that ball game if you're the Warriors. And it'll be a test for the top 10 defense and the number 2 in field goal percentage defense. I mean, all of that's going to be tested. The Warriors have been playing much better defense than what they had when they had to play the opener back on December the 22nd in Brooklyn. Let's hear one Steph Curry cut before we call it a night here, as he goes for 40 points tonight, knocking down 10 threes. The obligatory question, the nightly question, about whether he feels he's playing the best basketball of his career.
100%. I mean, it's all about what's happening now. I don't compare it to really anything in terms of what has happened in the past. Like, I obviously know the levels I've been at and our team's been at and where we're trying to go as a team. But definitely in terms of how I'm playing, I guess I'm saying it for a while, I feel confident and strong and in rhythm, and it's a good feeling and want to keep getting better. That's the goal.
So there you have it. Yes, sir, 100%.
Yep. He's all in, man. I mean, look, over his last 8 games, he's scoring 35 a night. He's shooting over 50% from 3. It is truly a sight to behold. And I think we all can recognize, JD, that in all likelihood this season isn't going to end with a parade and the Larry O'Brien trophy. But if nothing else, this season, Steph Curry is providing us with some amazing memories and some terrific excitement. And he's going to be damned if this Warriors team isn't going to be back in the championship conversation sooner than later. Steph Curry still has a lot of playoff games ahead of him in his career. But either way, this season, just enjoy the ride and enjoy the artistry that is Stephen Curry.
Yeah, and one other funny moment I wanted to get to here. Juan Toscano-Anderson hitting Steph with the cross-court pass. He celebrates as Steph puts the shot up. Steph drills the shot, and did you catch the Bleacher Report tweet? So Bleacher Report sends out a tweet with the highlight of that play, and it says, Steph's teammate knew it was cash before he even passed it. So somebody at Bleacher Report's either trying to have a sense of humor or did not know who number 95 Juan Toscano-Anderson was.
Right.
And Juan Toscano-Anderson has addressed that via Twitter. Hi, I'm Steph's teammate. My name is Juan.
Oh, that's great, man. He's got a good sense of humor about it. But I also like that, if you don't know who I am, I'm going to make sure you know who I am. And don't trip, JTA. You know, keep doing your thing and keep earning minutes on this Warriors team. They'll know who you are pretty quick.
All right, that's going to do it for us. A great show tonight for Warriors Wrap-Up. For Ryan Covey, I'm John Dickinson. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, full final word.
Let's go.
Tomorrow right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll keep the Warriors conversation going, talk some Niners. Hell, maybe even talk a little Giants tomorrow at 6 o'clock
with
spring training just around the corner. That's right. Looks like they're actually going to play ball on time.
All right.
So
good for ballers. I'll
believe it when I see it, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. 6 o'clock here at 95.7 The Game. So thanks to Sterling and Bobby and Mauser. Again, we're back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, and we'll have Warriors Live on Saturday at 4 when the Warriors take on the Nets. That'll do it for us. Warriors beat the Magic tonight, 111-105. You heard it right here on 95.7 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.